Isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisoko siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusiphathela indaba zesishona olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 14 Mpalakazi 2022 ngugeno Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Yebo, ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMeyi lo August, lapho esibone khona ifuel edizili ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 yakwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi i-inflation yalapha la.
Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwehlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe, okugoqela indlala, kubika abe World Food Program.
Kulu namhla okuzabe kule okuthiwa yi-US Africa Business Forum, where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i-private sector ye-America le-Africa ukuthi bekhulumisane and come up with those deals. Kule ndawo ethi khona i-deal room namhla ezabe khona, where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge-agriculture, njenge-energy.
Umongameli Joseph Biden wele Melika ukhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo emhlanganweni wenkokheli yamazwe abensundu owe-US Africa Leaders Summit owenzelwa eWashington DC. Kwezemidlalo, baningi abathi kungahlake kuye ngasifudlana umdlali we-Argentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano owe-FIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe, okugoqela indlala, ukuswelakala kwendlela zokuthumela impahla, umnotho lokunye. Lokhu kuphume kuphenyo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngezoncedo lokudla emhlabeni jikelele eye-World Food Program, WFP. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo lwabe-WFP luveze njalo ukuba impi ye-Ukraine ivele yaqhamuka umhlaba ususithi usuphuma engxakini ezibangelwa ngenye impi yokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ndawone lesivuno esiphansi kakhulu somnyaka ka-2021-2022 esibangelwe ikungani kuhle kwezulu. Uphenyo lolu luthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota yona eqonge isuka kudola ilodwa lengxenye $1.55 isiya phose kumadola amabili $1.73 yikho okubangele ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni nakwamanye amazwe omhlaba. Abantu abafika izigidi phose eziyisithupha 5.8 million bacatshangelwa ukuba bathwalise nzima yindlala. Ukuthi abantu abangaba isilunganiso sokungamachumi aphezu kwamahlanu ekhulwini 53% lisuka kumachumi phose amane 39% kumnyaka odluleyo yibo ababhekane nendlala emathebeleni North, kulandelwa ngabantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane ekhulwini 40% kusuka kumachumi amabili lanhlanu 25% ababhekane nendlala eMashonaland West. I-WFP iphinde yathi abantu abaningi sebephila ngemali abayithunyelwa izihlobo labemuli abasemazweni besithi imali le isetshenziswa ukuthenga ukudla kuphela. Ingcitshi ezicube ezikhulume ngalolu phenyo zithi lulakho ukuba luqinisekile besithi kumele leZimbabwe libe lendlela zokulungisisa udubo lwendlala. Lokhu kuthiwe ngumnumzana Timothy Thole, ingcitshi ecubungula ezombusazweni, othi kumelele Zimbabwe litwine ukulima.
Impi ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela kwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMay lo August, lapho esibone khona ifuel ediesel ingena iphosa ingena ku $2 yakwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi inflation yalapha la
lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Danford Mtashu okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, yena othi udubo lwe-Ukraine luphazamise amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu asathuthukayo njengeZimbabwe.
The increase in the price of fuel is definitely
ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla kuzaba ngelokho okwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa singakhangela lokho okwenzakalayo phakathi kweRussia leUkraine kuyaphazamisa ukukhwela kwentengo
kuleli. Ecubuna yezomnotho umnumzana Felix Dube uthi okwenzakala eUkraine akulani lokwenzakala kuleli.
Kuyiqansa kakhulu lokho okwenza ukuthi intengo zezinto zibe siya phezulu. Sikhangele njalo sibone ukuthi iwithi inyawuthi leyo esenzisa ukupheka isinkwa layo ingasatholakali, njalo ibisitholakala isile intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Lokho kwenza ukuthi isinkwa la sibe sikhwela lezinye izinto ezilungiswa inyawuthi. Lokhu yiyo indlela impilo esibambe ngakho thina njengeZimbabwe.
Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende ehlule, kodwa embikeni wakhe wokwethula uluhlu lwendleko kahulumende lokubuthaniswa kwemali yaleyo ndleko olwebhajethi, umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube wazise ukuba uhulumende uzabeka imali eceleni ukuze iye ekwakhiweni kwamadamu okuphathisa abalimi, amasimo okuthelezela awe-irrigation ukuze ilizwe lilwisane lendlala. Ngimele isitudio 7 seHarare, nginomlondolozi Ndlovu.
Uqhubekela phambili umhlangano we-US Africa Leaders Summit eWashington DC, lapho kukhangelelwe ukuba uMongameli Joseph Biden uzakwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo ngombuthano lo ongene kusuku lwesibili namhla. Intatheli izindaba yethu uGibbs Dube usemhlanganweni lo. Dube, siyakwemukela. Dube, ya, sengikuzwa kuhle Mthembo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani namhla kulumhlangano?
Ye, umhlangano lo uyaqhubekela phambili njengokutsho kwakho-ke. Namhla-ke kule ndaba sibili emnandi kakhulu ebona ngezamabhizimusi, kubizwa kuthiwa i-US Africa Business Forum. I-forum le-ke ingathi izigaba ezimbalwa, ezinhlanu. So bakhuluma-ke ngokuthi kambe ele-Africa lingadlelana njani lele-US xa ukhangele ukuthenga lokuthengiselana impahla. Kuzobuya-ke khonokho ukuthi nxa sokubuya phambilini kambe ezemali-ke kukhona yini ukuthi ele Zimbabwe lazo lingathola kumbe amanye amazwe khonapho kule Melika. Kukhulunywa njalo langangokuthi-ke kwezokulima kwini okwenziwa ukuthi kube ne-food security kuzwekazi ye-Africa. Kube sekusiba njalo bakhuluma nge-digital age kathesi ukuthi kambe ama-networks konke khonokho okwenziwayo kambe kungathiwani ukwezukuthi abantu be-Africa bakusebenzise njengakhonapha ukwenzakala kule Melika. Kwenza kusithi-ke kukhona njalo okuningi magumede okubuyayo.
Kuyini njalo okunye okwenzakala khonapho?
Ye, sikhangelele ukuthi uMongameli Joseph Biden uzafika lamhlanje khonapha lapho esikhona, lapho azakhuluma khona kumbe ngithi azayithula khona umbiko wakhe sibili okuqakathekileyo. Kwenye ngazani-ke uzakhuluma ngokuthi izwekazi le-Africa kumele lisebenze kuhle kakhulu lele Melika. Okuzaqhamba sibili amazwe afisa ukuthi aguqule izenzo kanyazani okuningi kakhulu okumele ukuthi nga kwenziwa. So-ke nasikhangela-ke kuningi kakhulu makumede okumele kwenzakale khonapho.
Ukhangelelwe ufika sikhathani uMongameli Joseph Biden?
Ye, uMongameli Biden bekhangelelwe ukuthi uzafika ngo-1:30 nasikhangele isikhathi sangapha kwele Melika. Kodwa-ke sokanye ngazani angaphuzaphuza bijana ungathatha 35 minutes from isikhathi leso kade kumele angene ngaso khonapha. Kodwa-ke hhayi, abantu bamlindele sibili okunye okumangalisayo makhumente.
Hhayi, siyabonga. Kulo muntu oke waxoxa laye Dube, ngubani?
ngoke lo Sifiso Nyati odabuka eZimbabwe ngosemhlanganweni le akuzuthi ukuthi wesuthini njalo kwenzani ukule mhlangano ethini namhlanje
in 157 we're heading up room 157 now
umhlangano lo ngwenkokheli zeAfrica ezibala mhlawumbe more than 40 countries babizwe ngu President Joe Biden ubezokhuluma ngendaba zama partnership around economic development around ukutshintsha komkhathi abathi climate change bafuna ukukhuluma ngokuthi bengancetsana njani between Africa and America ama private sector wabo and engubanayo mina ukukhona u President Mnangagwa oloke under sanctions akabuyanga and out of all ama leaders abakhona lapha DC I believe ukuthi ngiyedwa ogcine sethumeza a representative I think ngiyu foreign affairs minister ubuye ngapha and yes it is significant ukuthi kona akabuyanga yena ngoba bayahlangana omongameli bamazwe amanyawo eAfrica they are speaking on the side bayavumelana ukuthi how do they engage the US on these critical matters njoba nje angazi sonke sezokuna kule agreement ethiwa iAGOA eyo yona ekhangelane le trade between America le Africa that agreement is ending on 2025 it needs to be renewed ama terms akona ukona bana renewa njani omongameli ngapha bayakhuluma ngawo khona baza kwenza njani kodwa even engekho lapho mina u President Mnangagwa it's clear ukona e America yona particularly private sector yabo iyabona the potential in Zimbabwe the private sector even ngula ma sanctions that's why they invited ukuthi Zimbabwe we ngoba yes ngu President Joe Biden labo mongamela abanye kodwa ama private sector yokhulumayo
yeah kwenza ma business ubona zani kuyahamba njani njengoba sibone kazani kulamazwe amaningi afisa ukusebenzelana nale lemelika
ikakhulu namhla okuzabe kule ukuthiwa US Africa Business Forum where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i private sector ye America le Africa kube khulumisane and come up with those deals kule ndawo thakona i deal room namhleza bikhona where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge agriculture njenge energy njenge infrastructure development and they see those opportunities in Zimbabwe they want to talk about them as the private sector and it's significant ukona they did invite Zimbabwe although kula ma sanctions kuyatshengisa ukona they are eager to do business indaba zama sanctions yiyo nje ayenza ukona uMnangagwa engabi as the head of delegation njengamanye amazwe lapha
lo ngumnumzana Sifiso Nyathi osemhlanganweni we-US Africa Leaders Summit eWashington DC ubecoxa lo Gibbs Dube esilaye ecingweni kwenziwani Dube emhlanganweni lo
yeah yabona ukuthi ke kunengokunye njalo okwenzakala kusasa makhumete unye ngikhona ke sibona ukuthi kule agenda 2063 edingwa kakhulu ke izwekazi le-Africa bazakhuluma ngakho khonokhu-ke bazekhulumela lakhona kungani kuyahayiza kancane okwe-good governance kuzokuyi-democracy nokuthi phela kuhlonitshwe ilungelo lomuntu loluntu kanye le-rule of law so kuzakhulunywa kakhulu khonokho bese kubuya ukuthi-ke ele-Africa kambe lingavinjelwa njani ukuthi lingabi lobudlongudlongo obukhona emazweni amaningi bese kubuya njalo-ke ukanyakazani-ke ama-leaders bona ngokwawo kuyamele ukuthi axoxaxoxe ngokuthi kambe nxa bevuselela izwekazi le-Africa kumele bebambe ngaphi njalo bengabambi kuphi so-ke bagcine-ke ngakhonokho ukuthi phela nxa sebevalelisana kumele bethathane ama-selfies bethathane-ke imifanekiso so singazi ukuthi bazathathana-ke imifanekiso sikhathwani kodwa kukanyakazani kwenzakala ngo-3:50 PM kusasa kumese kuvalwa-ke sokuqedwa konke ngokuthi kambe ukudla ngaba khona yini kuzwekazi le-Africa singakhohlwa futhi magumede namhlanje ungakhohlwa kule US Leaders Summit dinner lapho-ke ngizadla sibili ngize ngidle lo mangikhala
uzazitika
ngizazitika magumede ozakubonakala kunjalo magumede
hayi siyabonga kakhulu Dube sizaxhumana lawe njalo kusasa Mthembo kunjalo nje untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe njalo locubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo
umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqhakatheke kubani. Ungabuqhakatheke kuona ama-Afrika noma uqhakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni. Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqhakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela kade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology. Yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa, kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano ke uBiden uzama ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu beselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Babunkomo akekho kulomhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho yiMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa Emerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lonkosikazi kakuda kwasheta Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando okuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamnkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakho ubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, o-Kenya, sekungena o-Zambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa-ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela, sibonile izano ithaya abantu, ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu, zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusazwe, sixoxe laye eseVirginia khonapha eMelika. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu olwe diaspora for a profile, lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, silonkosikazi sibona kuhle Bebhe Ncube odabuka enyathi esiqintini sebubi eningizimu yemandebeleni. UmaBhebhe uhlala eHervey Bay esabeleni seQueensland kwele Australia, njalo ungumbalisi useleminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili ekulelo.
Mina ngihlala eHervey Bay. EHervey Bay ise Australia in Queensland. We're in Queensland here, above Brisbane. Ikhala khona. It's a beautiful place.
So nxa ungasitshela ngokuthi wafika njani Australia, kuyini okwakwenza okwakususa phansi eZimbabwe ulubhekise Australia?
Ekhaya kwakunzima. Things were really tough. So, thina sasuka ngo 2000, umkami wasithole i-scholarship ukuthi ayenza i-masters yakhe e-New Zealand, e-Otago University. That sasavaleka. Sasuka sonke izimuli. And then from there, we got a job in ngapha e-locals in Australia. Savaleka e-New Zealand. New Zealand was very good, but economy and economy was not very good. There used to be a gap. And then since then, we'd never look back.
Ufika e-Australia, wenza msebenzi bani?
Ngathi ngifika lapha, mina ngathi wangutitsheka. Ngathi ngifika lapha, I had to send ama-locals and documentation yami to e-Canberra. Ukuthi bebo, ukuthi am I eligible? Ukuthi ngifunise lapha or not, or what means it. And then I sent that to them, and then they came back and said I'm eligible to in Australia.
So bathatha amaphepha ko eZimbabwe bahlolisisa babona ukuthi uyanelisa ukufundisa khona ngapha.
Yeah, ngahle ngangena first call, but being a Zimbabwean person should be a step ahead. That's in the lapana ngathi ngifuna ukwenza ukuthi ngenze i-degree. Ngiyenza i-degree ukuthi ngibona ukuthi ngapha kade ngenza njani abantu. So ngenza a year qualification, and after that ngabona ukuthi it was good. It was very, very good. Very, very good. Because it teaching at ekhaya is different from it in the lapana.
Umehluko ungaphi?
I'll give you a simple thing. Ukuthi umntwana engazinto zokulima nje, umntwana enze into e-wrong. You don't stay on that. You just move on. Okay, John, you did this. This okay, fine. I want to look at this. Let's move on.
Gakata.
To Kulona, a language. And then I did a master's in special education. Mm-hmm. And then that took me into special education.
We are Lisa in Ubangu teacher Ponangapo, Bangasi Katanisa, the wood teacher Abekaya Bakala, Zimbabwe, means Saulanai.
I don't know. Kumele Babi is very, very careful. Banga Ubella Ekaya, Ubiala, we would look at the Udo Jack.
I am having a very good time. Ngapho
hayi ngiyathisa kuyele ekhaya ngiyefaka ilo whatever esengikuthole khona lapha nje inolethi ngithole ngapha ngihambe ngiyifaka ekhaya ngitshengisa amatiki asenza khona ngale ekhaya ukuthi hayi umntu manje ekhaya umntwana ayengalo le ADHD ngabachanda bathi mesat umntwana no ADHD ngibaje ukuthi hayi ngamntwana lo nje asenze ngizo asithin how about that I've got my knowledge impact on abantu bekhaya.
Unkosikazi sibona okuhle Bebhe Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxelaye eseHervey Bay eQueensland kwele Australia.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane nomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abatshiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Kwezemidlalo baningi abathi kungasake kuye ngasifudlana. Umdlali weArgentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano oweFIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leArgentina lifinyelele kufinali yomncintiswano wokudinga intshantshi yezizwe zomhlaba emdlalweni wenguqu ngemva kokunqoba eleCroatia nge-3 kanyango lesibili ntambama. Waye ngumkhandli weqembu le-Islanders uTobias Mtshikambanje uthi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi umdlali olodumo emhlabeni jikelele uLionel Messi ongukapteni weqembu leArgentina athathe umhlalaphansi ephakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba.
Morocco esake i-Afrika kwesinye isibanga ngibona layo ingadlula iye phambili kuyefika umncintiswano wokugcina okuthiwa ngama-finals. Kodwa khonapho kuma-finals kuzaba lomnye umdlalo ongaza kubonakale kuma-World Cup ngoba ngingowe-Africa. Kodwa ngenxa yokuhlonipha uMessi ngibona ngani i-Argentina iye ngaphakamisa inkezo e-World Cup ka-2022.
Wadlalela iqembu le-Real Stars njalo esengumqeqeshi weqembu labasakhulayo e-Lepton Groove umkhululi Dube uthi yena esakhe isifiso ngesokuba kuhlangane amaqembu amatsha kufinali yalo nyaka.
Mina ngifuna kuhambe iMorocco ngoba iFrance ibikhona ngale last World Cup, anti iyo kade ikhona last time manje.
so akwenzi ukuthi iFrance ihambe futhi ibhora ayabe selingazachazi iFrance ihambe njengoba iMorocco ingenile wona engama kuyi-first time yethu ithiphe leMorocco ukuthi ifingene la kufinal
kwaye unozinti weqembu leHighland Daz Wanda Mpofu yena osengumqeqeshi wabonozinti yena uthi iqembu leMorocco lizamangalisa abaningi ngokungena kufinal.
IMorocco was surprised from goalkeeping, really. I think they've done well because they've only conceded one goal. So I think, yeah, Morocco amelanga zize befika. Ungaboni ifika kwesta time Morocco yawo.
Iqembu leFrance lizadibana leMorocco ngehola lethuba munomunye namhla ebusuku. Iqembu leFrance yilo eliphethe isicoco ngemva kokunqoba leCroatia ngomnyaka ka-2018. Umdlalo wokugqiba umncintiswano uzadlalwa ngesonto mhla zilitshumi lathuba munombili kufinal. Lawa azanqotshwa kwimidlalo yesemifinal azadibana ngomgqibelo kudingwa iqembu eliphutshe lisendaweni yesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo. Joseph Njanji.
Good Live Talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum. Sikhangela okwenzakala emhlanganweni omkhulu owenkokheli yamazwe awezwekazi le-Africa anxuswe ngelemelika khonapha eWashington owe-US African Leaders Summit oqale izolo.
Zakulimaza ngebit singeni isikhosana phela. Ingoma le yikhiphe ngomnyaka omusha. Ingoma le ikhuluma ngesomiso kule virus esifikileyo elizweni. Abantu bayakhala ngomkhuhlane. Isimanga yokuthi ntengilele ebuthongweni ngaphupha. Uba uMadlela khuluma layo ngomkhuhlane sakhuleka wasempendula wasesithi Skhosana Band sabese rekoda etawuni ingoma yakho kolizaphela ivirus. Ingoma leyi kiphe ngomnyaka omusha. Ingoma leyi ikhuluma ngesomiso. Ubaba nomameka bazwanani emajazini bayaflathelana. Abantwana abasafundi esikolo amahofisi avaliwe. Nkulumile lo Nkulunkulu izaphela ivirus. Yile nditshelayo mntaka Nkulunkulu uMadlela ufana lami uyaboniswa ndingameyisi umuntu omkhulu ngivambane laye usemvumbululile yapha egwamba sangipholisi ukuhlabela ngiyakhuleka phela lindalele abomthetho ngiyabathanda bayacela singahlangani emgwaqweni ngokuzingelelana khatshana khatshana singasondelelani ungasondela uzathathwa yivirus abekeza mawufika ekhaya ngeziyizandla isikhosana bheni iyakulaya asozuuboni umkhuhlane. Ingoma leyi ikhuluma ngesomiso.
Siyambonga lapha usikhosana esilaya owesikhosana band ngengoma yakhe ethi isomiso. Singakehlukanisihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isivangele ukuphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala kubika abe World Food Program. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Siding sithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inau muririmi rweshona.
Lilalo.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.